Good evening. How are we? Simon here. I'm here tonight to talk to you about paradise. Or more specifically, the promise of paradise. I thought I'd do things a bit differently, following Dan's lead. Whatever Dan can do, I can do, I guess. And I thought I'd start in our garden, which over the last few weeks has been a bit of a paradise, a nice place to come and sit in the sunshine. Weather's changed slightly, it's not so hot and sunny now, but it has been a really nice place to come and sit and enjoy. So let's go on some travels and explore what it means by the promise of paradise. Hello again. I've just walked down the Wirral Way and I'm now sat on a bench on Cubbins Green overlooking Caldy Beach. Favourite spots on the Wirral. We live in a very beautiful part of the world, West Kirby and the Wirral. Lots of nice places to visit. Not quite paradise, but pretty darn good. Pretty special. I don't know what your idea of paradise is. Maybe it's in the moment just sitting in a beer garden in the sun. A nice cool drink, going to a football match, going to see a team win at Wembley, fond memories of Tranmere last year. Maybe it's going back to church, to a church meeting in a building. Maybe it's going to the theatre, maybe it's going to a concert, even dare I say, a take that concert. That might be your idea of paradise. It could be sitting on a sun-kissed beach, the waves lapping. You can hear the waves here at Caldy. Tonight's verse is Jesus talking about the promise of paradise. And we're going to look at John 14, verse 1 to 3. Jesus is talking and he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am." Jesus knew that the disciples were troubled. It wasn't a surprise, in fact. And we shouldn't be. In the previous chapter, he just washed their feet. He told them that one of them was going to betray him, and he told Peter he was going to deny him three times. They wonder what on earth was going on. They were troubled, and he knows, and we're troubled too. He knows, and we're troubled. But he's saying here in these verses, believe me, trust me, I'm going to prepare a place in paradise for you. I'm going to stop there and pause. You think about what paradise means to you, and we'll come back soon. Hello again. I've come home to carry on with the talk. It got a bit too noisy and windy down at the beach. I don't know what your idea is of paradise. I've put a few pictures up of Caldy Beach and of the Welsh hills and Welsh coastline in the background. For my wife Ali, that is one of her ideas of paradise. That's her home, North Wales, where she came from. I like this quote from Billy Graham about heaven. "The most thrilling thing about heaven is that Jesus Christ will be there. I will see him face to face." Maybe that really is what paradise is. Being with Jesus. Being with him. There's a famous psalm, Psalm 84. And many choruses and songs have been written using these words. Psalm 84, verse 10. "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." If you've ever been in God's presence, lost in praise and worship, you know there's no other place you'd rather be. No place that compares, nothing that compares to experiencing him and knowing him and being with him and knowing that he loves you unconditionally, despite all your mistakes, despite your failures. He still loves you anyway. There already was a paradise back in Genesis. God made the world and everything that was in it, and he saw that it was good. But then man sinned, and sin came into the world and destroyed that relationship, and man was banished from the garden. But God has always wanted us back, and he has made a way back for us through the cross, through the cross of Jesus, that we can be forgiven. The story of the thief on the cross is one of the few mentions of the word paradise in the Bible. It's Luke 23, verse 39 to 43. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminals rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you're under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The thief had recognized that he was wrong and he needed a savior. And it just proves that, as Andy Kine said last Sunday morning in his talk, we're never written off. It's never too late. It wasn't too late for the thief to recognize that he needed Jesus. And he was going to be with Jesus in paradise, in heaven. But paradise, I don't think, is just for heaven. One of the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Now I believe, when you choose to follow him, that eternal life starts then. Not just for the future. We have the opportunity to be with him, for him to be with us, to the Holy Spirit, now. That's an amazing thing to think about. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God was coming. But he also said the kingdom of God is here. And it's the same with knowing him. We're going to know him face to face, but we can also know him now. Paul talked about this in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. He says, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." Amazing, we will know God as we are known. But for now, it's only partial, face to face. The contemporary English version puts it this way. "Now all we can see of God is like a cloudy picture in a mirror. Later we will see him face to face. We don't know everything, but then we will. Just as God completely understands us." To be with God and to know him, that is paradise. To be with him for all eternity. With Jesus, the King of Kings, the lover of our souls. The one who gave his life on the cross that we could be free, forgiven. What could be better than that? I'm just going to have a moment of silence now. And just ask God to be with us. Lord, we thank you for the promise of paradise, the promise of your presence. Wherever we are now, whatever we're experiencing, whatever we're going through, will you come and meet with us? Will you confirm that you are with us? Holy Spirit, come and move amongst the church, wherever they are. Thank you, Lord. So I'm almost going to finish there. But Jesus has promised us paradise in the future. And now, I'm going to finish with a prayer. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your work on the cross, that we can experience paradise. You prepared a place for us, that you are true, that your promises are true, and we can trust you and believe you, that you are our Saviour who has come to redeem us and to bring us back to you. Amen. I'm going to finish actually with some verses from Revelation. Revelation 21, verse 1 to 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there's no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for the husband. And I heard a voice from the throne saying, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. There'll be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. That is the promise of paradise, us being with Jesus, when this world, this earth has passed away. Have a great week wherever you are and whatever you're doing this week. And remember, if you've chosen to follow him, he has made a place for you. And he's with you now. Amen. See you again soon. Take care.